Hey everybody, and welcome to Digital Marketing Script, episode number 8. We are here at AHS Staffing. We're speaking with Yurik Henley, and we're going to talk about some digital marketing. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are at AHS Staffing. Today we're talking about how they help pharmacists and pharmacies get their employees. If they need seasonal staffing, if they need, you know, emergency staffing, if you had an emergency with a patient or with an employee and whatnot. So we're going to talk to them about what they do on the digital side, why it's important for them, and how they can help you find a job or find some staff. So Yurik, you are the president and co-owner of AHS Staffing. Why do you think it is important for your brand to have a strong website presence?
We started the project because of, we didn't have a website that was mobile responsive.
Okay.
So yourself, others have told us, look, you're gonna lose SEO. You're gonna lose some of all this organic reputation that you've built if you don't change. And I think you showed me the first statistics that I think there's 50% of our website is being viewed mobile right now compared to on desktop. So we had to make that change. But then when we started going down that road, we discovered all the other things that we can begin to do. And we really do want to be cutting edge on that. A lot of staffing companies are stuck in their old ways. We are twofold. We're very progressive in our digital marketing, digital media. But we're old school in the sense that we've got recruiters sitting here banging their phones. So we want to find that balance between the two. And what we know is that all of our digital media is creating inbound activity for us.
Why do you think just the social reach and using Facebook advertising and things like that, do you think it has helped? And would you suggest it to others?
Absolutely. So we're based in 49 states, but our corporate headquarters is right here in Edmond, Oklahoma. So I have to figure out how I can eliminate brick and mortar offices across the United States, which is what our competitors do. They open up brick and mortar, they create an office, they staff it with 3 to 5 staff members. It's extremely expensive. So if I can figure out how to reach those same people, but do it digitally, then I don't have to incur all that cost. So if I go spend $1,000 on a digital media campaign, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the other ones, that's a fraction of what it would cost me to create an office somewhere. I'm not on Snapchat and Instagram yet.
Yeah.
And I need to know why we should be there and how we should focus dollars on that.
Right. On Instagram, it's a huge deal about being able to communicate what you do through visuals. And that is so important with everyone's short attention span. Not everyone's going to read that blog. Not everyone's going to watch your 6-minute video. But if you can relate your personality, your passion for what you do through an image with a quote on it on Instagram, you're touching these people. So your demographic is going to be on Instagram, on Snapchat, on Twitter, on Facebook. Maybe not all at the same time, maybe not each and every single one. So you have to have wonderful content on each place that is actually within the context of each platform, because what you post on Facebook looks completely different than what you post on Twitter, or looks completely different than what you put on Snapchat. Every single time I sit in your conference room, you mention about being a difference maker. And I want everyone out there to understand what being a difference maker means to AHS and how you guys put that in your culture here to help people.
Yeah. Man, there's so many different things, and we talk about them. You've asked me about this before. The one that right now comes to mind is we talk about what we call the three-legged stool around here. Right? So if you picture a stool and it has three legs, right? And propped on top of that is a successful transaction, a successful relationship. Well, if you take one of those legs out, right, what happens? The stool falls over. And we view each leg as being us, our staff, our employees, our company. The other leg, another leg, is our client. And the third leg is our employee, our temporary employee that's working for one of our clients. And if you look at it from that holistic point of view, every time we fill a shift, that it's good for all three and the stool stands, it really kind of creates a golden rule to live by. And I think it is a difference maker at that point. And then you can go into the details of how to do each one of those individually real well. But I would say that three-legged stool is kind of the beginning of the be a difference maker process.
Thank you so much for joining me and Yerrick Henley on the Digital Marketing Script, Episode 8. If you are a pharmacist and you are looking for a job, call AHS PharmStat. If you are a pharmacy owner and you need some staff, call AHS PharmStat. If you are a pharmacy technician and you need some work, call AHS PharmStat. Make sure you keep up with us next episode. We're going to be talking about something completely different.